Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Matt Schlater. We continue our conversation on living the Christian life as disciples in the business world. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day. Renew in us a fervor to do your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, Matt, we've been talking about some good Christian principles for business. You know, we talked about towards the end of the last bit of our conversation about the relationship with employees and kind of respecting them, seeing them really as not just as a resource, but really as something which the Lord has given you and kind of entrusted you with their care. One of the issues that I hear a lot of people talk about, or they ask frequently questions, is relationship with money. You know, and certainly if you're in the business world, you're going to have a relationship with money.
That's right.
What principles do you use to kind of guide your relationship to finance and money?
Yeah, well, that one's easy. It's not mine. You know, I am a steward of it. You know, money represents something. Money in and of itself is worthless. What it represents is not mine. What it represents is something I'm cooperating with. You know, the more successful the business has become, the more depth that statement has taken. You know, as we've gotten, as we've experienced growth, I have a profound sense that I am not an owner but a steward, right? And someday this won't be mine. Someday it will be someone else's, and they will hopefully steward it well. But for now, I am to take what I've been given, and in many senses what I've worked hard for, and really reflect on how it can be best used. And the business intersects with the spiritual so beautifully, right? I forget what saint said it. I think it might have been Saint Ignatius, but you have to become a man before you become a saint, right? You have to learn all the little things that mom and dad taught you before you can fly the coop and take on the bigger responsibilities. And those are making your bed and brushing your teeth, and then at some point taking an account, taking an inventory, and really focusing on it and not saying, how do I accumulate, right? Even though that's part of it, but how do I steward? What does God want me to do with this? Not just this business, but the funds that it provides. Frequently, my business partner and I do reflect on where the money ends up. It ends up in the bank accounts of families and on the table of our employees as food and over their heads. And that's a grave responsibility. I think looking at money as we are stewards of it is the first good step. And obviously there's all the practical things. You have to work very hard at becoming proficient at literally accounting for that money so you can manage it.
The it strikes me, you know, the church often talks about a just wage, and in your comments, it kind of reminded me of the importance that of employers paying employees a just wage. You know, and I've heard in our conversations and planning and things like that is, you know, we really want to give our people the resources that they can use to do the best job that they can be. And part of that is actually paying them.
Absolutely.
Not just what they deserve, but what we're going to get from them.
That's all part of becoming proficient, right? Once you realize you're a steward of this money, of these resources, then you look at what's making it happen. Right? So that's your buildings and your trucks and your cars and your technology. But more than anything else, it's your people. And what part do they play in generating the success, the achievement that the company recognizes. And it is every owner's responsibility to do the math and dig into what their share of the pie is. And it's always more than minimum wage, excuse me. It's always more fair than they anticipated. That's our perspective on that. A company that doesn't share in the profit of what it generates to its employees is probably not a company that's going to see a legacy.
Matt owns and operates Jones Schlatter Flooring. Yep. So great to have you.
Thank you.
Matt, if we could kind of turn a little bit on this yep. business angle, I was wondering if there's any models in your mind, and that might be anything maybe from Scripture mm-hmm. or from the life of saints that you kind of reflect on or have been inspired by in your role as a businessman.
Yeah, so the lives of the saints is rich in business and leadership lessons, one that I've always drawn very close to is sort of that spirituality of Saint Ignatius, taking an inventory and taking an account, really examining your conscience, but also taking that further, examining your thoughts, examining your actions, being prepared. I start every day off with sort of a regimen that I use called pray, plan, proceed. And the pray part is not just going into this moment of silence where I talk to God. It's saying, okay, God, let's look at what happened yesterday, right? Let's look at where you and I left off, and now we've had a good rest. Where do we pick up? How are we going to attack this day? How are we going to make this day, even if it's just the slightest bit better than yesterday, how are we going to do that? And St. Ignatius was a great example of that, was a great example of, examining the conscience at the end of the day and then picking it back up in the morning and saying, okay, how do we get a little bit better? In fact, that's the prayer that we say as a family after our blessing at every meal. We say, Jesus, please help us be better tomorrow than we were today. And we don't say this, but even if just by a little. I learned the lesson of compounding interest when I was a very young child from my dad, who was educated in finance and has continued in finance his whole life. But that concept of compounding interest can be applied to anything. It can be applied to your muscles. It can be applied to your mental capacity. If we realize that every day is an opportunity to get a little bit better, and we're able to somehow focus and measure that, 10 years later, you stop and you think, how did I get here? Well, it was a lot of God's grace and just baby steps in the right direction.
And that daily examine is necessary, not just to see where you can grow, but also, I think, to see the patterns, the bad patterns that might be developing.
Absolutely.
So often we might fall into a bad way of thinking or a bad way of acting or even negligence in relationships or something like that. And to just stop and look, it might be, for instance, in one's relationship with a coworker, that maybe you've just been very critical or very negative, and to stop and to see whether you're going in the right direction with this person or not.
Absolutely. If we can get to a place where we think about what we think about, if we can take inventory of what's going on in our brain that we can control, we can control all those little neurons that are bouncing around. And if we practice that, it's remarkable how you can see the impact of, first and foremost, your relationships with others. When you take an inventory to think about what you think about and believe that you can change, you start seeing how your body language, your facial expressions, your actions, your tone help you progress, help you get better.
And, this exercise, I think, too, of sort of a daily inventory helps us to see how Christ is at work. Because he ultimately is you know, the business partner for everyone. You know, he shares this life with us. So we want to see how he's at work in our actions and then the events of our day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see what his plans are even for the business.
Yep.
So.
Yep. That's been the most exciting journey. That's been the most exciting, how do I want to say this, has provided the best plot twists in the journey of Joan Schlatter Flooring.
We got to keep our eyes on him. Well, excellent. I guess one last kind of quick little question is, you know, there are certain times of economic trouble for maybe those who are underemployed or unemployed or small business owners who are struggling. You know, what kind of encouragement would you give them?
Keep going. Keep going. And if you work hard, it'll get better. But not just work hard. Part of what brings us up out of any valley is realizing that other people want to help you, that there's always somebody on the other end of the line, and four-letter words get a bad name, but the word help is a great one. It's a great one. I owe so much of what we've been able to achieve as a company to great, great mentors.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We praise and we bless you, O Lord, and we ask that you strengthen us this day through Christ our Lord. Amen. And you have been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Matt Schlatter. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Father Adam.
And until next time, peace and all good.